Shares of Tesla in the spotlight today after CEO Elon Musk asked Twitter users if he should sell a 10% stake in the company, tweeting this weekend, "Much is made lately of unrealized gains being a means of tax avoidance. So I propose selling 10% of my Tesla stock. Do you support this?" And the Twitterverse has responded. Nearly 58% said yes, he should. Joining me now is Colin Rush, Oppenheimer's senior research analyst. Colin, good to have you here on the show. So why do you think Musk is doing this? And do you believe that he will go through with this and sell a 10% stake in the shares?
Yeah, I mean, so he has a tax bill that he needs to address. And this is one way to, you know, one, get some attention around, you know, his brand and the company trying to do the right thing. And so I think this is as much a branding event for them trying to be good corporate citizens in the view of their customers. And it also goes provides him a little bit of cover if he wanted to sell some stock, that he could do it and point to, you know, to this Twitter exchange as a reason for doing that.
And that 10% stake would be a really nice chunk of change that he would have to pay tax on, $21 billion as of Friday's close. He also tweeted out, "I do not take a cash salary or bonus from anywhere. I only have stock. Thus, the only way for me to pay taxes personally is to sell stock." Do you think it makes sense for him to sell such a chunk like that? There was actually a story on Bloomberg recently talking about how Bill Gates had sold a bunch of Microsoft early on, very similar to what Musk is looking to do now. And had he held on to it, he still would have been the richest person in the world.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that this is early on for the Tesla stock. You know, it's gone up over 200x since they came public. And so, you know, on some level, you know, he is on a personal level taking a little money off the table after a lot of value creation for investors. So that does make sense. You know, I think this also, you know, for me, really, it speaks to them trying to, you know, really build the brand as being, you know, part of, you know, the movement towards better corporate citizenship, you know, impacting the climate efforts in a positive way, and you know, participating in what their customers think is good and right for the world. And so for me, this is as much a PR event as it is a monetary event.
Right, which we have definitely seen this story before from Elon Musk. Tesla shares, we know, notoriously volatile. Stock has fallen more than 5% nine separate times this year. What would a sale of 10% of the stock from Elon Musk do to the shares?
You know, I think it digested pretty quickly, to be honest. You know, he still has an enormous stake and an enormous amount of financial incentive for this company to move forward. So I don't think it really would signal too much about him taking a step back as a principal in the organization. I think it just is a logistics thing for him around needing to pay some tax bills and getting some attention around that. So for me, I think it digests that pretty well. And the real proof in the pudding for this company is going to be continuing to execute on the vision towards ramping up their production and bringing self-driving cars into the market. And provided that that continues on a positive track, I think the stock continues to work from here.
And, you know, and speaking of the fundamentals, I mean, you've got to hand it to them because the company posted a third consecutive record profit in the third quarter, mostly because Tesla's been able to navigate these supply chain issues quite well. What do you see in terms of the fundamentals for this company heading into 2022?
You know, they're not immune to the supply chain issues, but like you said, they've navigated them well. And, you know, part of the task for them is a little bit smaller because they're a smaller organization than some of their competitors. And so they're not dealing with the same number of components. But they do have an operating system that is highly configurable and is able to digest alternative components in a little bit easier way than a lot of their competitors. And that's a real asset for them, you know, both from, a design perspective with the vehicle and eliminating costs up front, but also being able to navigate this sort of dynamic and a challenging one for the company. So for us, it's really a key demonstration of the technology value that the company has really put into place and their leadership from not only just an EV perspective, but from a vehicle design perspective, that they're able to leverage all of that that configuration into a more diverse and flexible supply chain.
Now, when you look at the run-up Tesla has had, it's up something like 70, 75%, year to date. We know the market value topped $1 trillion recently. Do you think that the stock has plateaued for now, or is it hard to say just because this is, I mean, I guess it's one of the original meme stocks, wouldn't you say?
Well, the meme stocks, I'll just skip that question. But what I will say is that, the market size that they're beginning to address with some of these solutions is really substantial. When we look at the autonomous market, and just putting a very simple number like $25 an hour in terms of the value of drivers, driver time, we're looking at $2 trillion a year of total value in the U.S. market alone, let alone the global market. And so, they're selling into some very large markets as they mature this technology, and certainly they're disrupting the fuel type within the vehicle market as well. And that doesn't even begin to address what they're doing in kind of a small way on in the power market. And so as we look at some of the numbers that came out of COP26, with estimates around 100 trillion of investment to get to net zero, and this company being a real leader in terms of technology development and deployment, there's certainly an awful lot of work to be done on a global basis to get to net zero. And Tesla has demonstrated that they're in the leadership role in a lot of areas. And so for us, there's certainly an awful lot of opportunity for them to grow into that valuation and grow beyond it. And it's a multi-decade program in terms of what that opportunity set looks like.
Colin Rusch, Senior Research Analyst at Oppenheimer, thank you.